Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on harder, better, faster, stronger. And in this track, we're talking about faster. Although I'm not going to say it faster every time. Particularly because as we get deeper into this track, what you're going to hear is what we're really talking about. Is what keeps us slower. What are those things that get in the way of us being faster? But before we get to all that, why? Why do you want to be faster? As Kanye raps in his track that samples the song Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger, I need you to hurry up now, because I can't wait much longer. And think about that for a moment, right? Yeah, I know there's a lot of song stuff going on in this masterclass, isn't there? But think about that for a moment. Hurry up, because I can't wait much longer. It's just one way of thinking about this topic of faster, isn't it? To hurry up, to speed it up, because you can't wait. Yeah, there's also lots of different interpretations of faster. Like, are you getting harder? Faster, better, faster, 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 stronger, faster. Right, because the song doesn't go softer, worse, slower, weaker, does it? Right, no one wins an Olympic medal for being the slowest. And so there's lots of ways to think about what it means to be slow and what it means to be fast. And to be sure, there are some things that are much better done slowly, if something comes to mind, than fast. And so as we go deeper into this track, we're going to be talking about this stuff in lots of different ways, including where you might speed it up and slow it down, as we hit on in better, deliberate practice. Slow is smooth, and smooth is fast. We all know the story of the tortoise and the hare, that slow and steady wins the race. But which race? Right, to be clear, the person who wins a race is the one who gets there the fastest. And gets it done most accurately. So we're not talking about faster and speed and sacrificing quality. Like the auto-production line we were talking about in the systems of continuous improvement. The goal isn't to crank out as many vehicles as possible, is it? But to get them done better and better and better quality. Faster and faster and faster. And so what we're talking about here are different nuances around what it means to be faster. And for the most part, really, what gets in our way of being faster? What are the things that slow us down? And whereas we might naturally think of the idea of faster in the context of being more efficient or being more effective, we're coming at it a lot more broadly. Here we're ultimately asking, what are the things that get in the way of us being fast? And how do we remove that friction and keep getting faster? See, this is what I most often hear from people. Not that I want to be faster in my work or faster in my career. It's that they want to remove the things that are slowing them down. Where they feel stuck or procrastinating or unable to get themselves to do things. They want more motivation. They come back to that why. I just need a bigger why. No, you need a bigger how. Do you get beyond where you're feeling stuck? How do you get beyond those things that hold you back? What are the ways that you think that keep you moving forward? And I don't know about you, but this is what would have been most valuable for me, particularly when I was stuck in my work trying to move forward. That, how would you be if you had ways of thinking and processes that enable you to keep moving forward? Would it be valuable for you to get rid of those things that hold you back? Simple principles and practices that, as we're working through them, enable you to get beyond where you might have otherwise been stuck or avoiding, like perhaps many of us back in school, thinking about that exam you've really got to study for, but just unable to get yourself to focus. Or that task now that you know you really want to get done, but you just can't get yourself to do it, just can't find the time or make the time. And so, how helpful might it be to you for you to be able to see this differently? Would you be more successful in your work? Achieve more? Get more done? Feel better about yourself that you're continuously moving forward faster? What about in your life? Not just a wife who we all wish could just get ready faster, don't we? But making faster decisions. Faster for apologizing when we make a crack like that to your wife. Faster to shake off bad things. Faster at getting better. Faster at creating your greatest life. Would that be valuable for you? Well, by the end of this track, hopefully you'll have some strategies and some new skills that enable you to be faster in whatever you choose. Because, as we're going to talk through as we go deeper into this track, there's a natural process, a four-step process we'll be working through, which is all about recognizing where we get stuck and building process that enables you to keep moving forward. So no matter what it is that you want to be faster at, or why being faster is advantageous in your life, when you recognize those things that hold us back and you have a process for moving forward, it's easier for you to speed it up and keep moving forward faster. That's our intent for this track. That there's lots of reasons why you might want this, how you're imagining using these strategies for being faster in your life. And the goal is, as we work our way through this, not only will you be getting better, faster, now, but putting to work these ideas over time, through repetition, deliberate practice, getting faster and faster at these things that matter to you. All right, so let's dive in. So again, there are lots of reasons why you might want to be faster and staying consistent with the way we've been laying it up in the previous tracks. I just want to walk through with you a handful of reasons why I think about this topic a lot. Getting beyond that friction of what slows you down and getting faster. And what I see with basically all of my clients, we're looking to achieve things, build things, do things in the world. I never seeking to do it slower. So we're constantly focused on, well, what are these real reasons why you want to do it faster? The first is, life is short. Right? We know this. Life is far too short.